think they got the number one offense in the league right now. So it's a great test. Great test for us. And I know the secondary, we ready.
And Julio Jones and Roddy White, they're different types of receivers, but both of them are extremely good in their own way. What do you see different or similar about them?
Well, Julio, it's a guy I've been facing since I was little. You know, from the same hometown, so I've been going against this guy forever. And, you know, Julio is a big physical guy. You don't want to play that guy off because he catch the ball. He can get the yak yards. He can run after the catch, and he can make big plays. And Roddy White, man, he's simple. He's a veteran. He's a veteran, and he's crafty, and he can catch. He also sneaky fast, man. He can get behind you and make those big plays. And you can't forget about Hester and Harry Douglas, man. They got a great group. They got a great group, man, an explosive group. So we just got to go out there, execute the game plan, eliminate the big plays, and settle down and make plays.
Julio the best receiver in the NFL? I mean, a lot of people might say Calvin, but he's got to be up there.
Yeah, he's one of the best. He's one of the best, man. Like I said, I've seen that guy, you know, grow up, man, with my own two eyes, you know, since we was younger. And he's a beast. He's a beast. Simple as that. And he's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
Who won the battles when you were young?
Well, you know, we really never played against each other like that because I'm a little bit older than him. But we also raced each other in track a lot of times. I never lost to him.
You did?
Yeah, I always beat him. I always beat him in track, and I always remind him about that. But now he's a little younger, a little bit explosive, and I don't know who will win now.
You guys hit a point where the balloon just kind of pops and you say nothing more can happen to us, just go play football, because you can't control all these things, and you just get to a point where you say forget it, just go play?
Oh, yeah. I think we had that point, man. We had that point last week. You know, it was another tough week, but we weathered the storm. I think we played some good footballs at the time, but we didn't get the win. It's another test, another great team coming in, playoff potential team coming in. So we just got to go out there and execute, man, and play football. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, playing football and getting wins.
What kind of defense are you? I mean, it's been three totally different games, and you haven't really shown exactly who you can be yet.
I ain't out there yet, huh? We don't know where we at yet, huh? We got a couple things to work on, but, hey, we're a physical, tough defense, and we also got to be a smarter defense. So, you know, hopefully we can put all that together on Sunday and get a win.
How does the defense change with Chad presumably out?
Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough, man. Chad's a workhorse, man, and, you know, he's been around here for a long time. I know when I'm out there with him, we just communicate so well. So it's going to be tough, you know, moving on without Chad. I don't know if he's playing or not, but at the same time, man, it's always, like I said, it's the next man up. You know, everybody got to step up. You know, we in the NFL for a reason. And that's go out here and try to win some games.
Did you hear from the NFL at all?
Not yet. I've been waiting on my phone. I'm looking at my locker every 2-3 minutes, taking bathroom breaks, see if my agent called me. But I haven't heard anything yet. So hopefully they won't find me. But, hey, you know, if they do, I'm definitely going to appeal it.
You got your appeal letter written?
Not yet. But I got a good argument. I ain't even got to write it. It's in my mind already.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.